Good morning. Happy Saturday. Oh, it's a brisk morning in Burlington, Vermont. And but it's actually going to be nice winter day. It's going to be almost 50. Watch out. Sun is shining. But I'm currently looking at the lake, and it's just so still. The water is completely still. The mountains look gorgeous. The birds are flying. And today, I just feel really good, you know, just trying to hold on to that feeling of fulfillment, because I don't know if, well, obviously more people are looking for fulfillment in their lives and asking themselves what that looks like. But today it's just, if I could hold on to this feeling and put it in little jars and give it to everybody, that's what I would want to do, because it's so hard for me to find fulfillment, and it's agonizing sometimes. And then I feel, you know, all those negative emotions about why I don't feel fulfillment. And then this morning I woke up and, you know, I'm trying to be better with my money. That's another ongoing task and goal, and learning within myself and releasing limiting beliefs and releasing old stories and habits from childhood till, you know, my 20s and even early 30s. And so I get really annoyed when, because I love to go out, you know, like just like anybody else, I like to have those experiences, whether it's going to have a glass of wine or going out to brunch or whatever. But you don't always get the best meal that's worth it every time. And lately, I've had some, you know, unfulfilling experiences walking out the door paying like $17 for brunch. And I'm like, I could have made that shit, but I was too lazy and wanted somebody else, you know, to cook. And I just show up and, you know, tip you for it. It's like, get your ass in the kitchen. You know how to cook and you like cooking. So this morning, so last night, I went to the little market in downtown and I picked up a small thing of eggs, and I was going to do pancakes too, but I didn't. I just did a nice cheese and ham omelet. And then I had a little roll to go with it, broiled it, made it all toasty. And it was so fucking fulfilling. I was just like, oh my God, it's really that simple. And we make it so much harder than it is. When it comes to individually, obviously, when we pan out into society, that's a whole other dark depths of conversation. But with cooking, like it's a simple joy that I lately have really been tapping into, like started on Thanksgiving. You know, every year it's always different for me. I always create, I'm always doing something different because I never know where I'm at in that year. Physically, geographically, emotionally, spiritually, all of it. So this year I made my first Thanksgiving dinner. I created stuffing and mac and cheese and lamb chops, and it was really, really good, and it brought me so much joy, and it showed me that, like, yes, Amber, you can really throw down in the kitchen. And I even had two people try it, and they were like, yeah, no, this is really good. I was like, yes. So then this morning I made a really delicious omelet, and I saved myself probably about $15. And I'm like, God, it's really that simple. And so that's my message today. Create more joy in life. And that's an ongoing task for me. A lot of times I can get so stuck in my head and just stay there and make it just so doom and gloom and filled with anxiety and torture and angst and all those ugly emotions. But then, you know, you have to get outside of yourself and look around and find the things that make you happy. Find the things that are fulfilling. And it's been hard. These last few years have been hard as a collective to find joy because of how fucked up our society is. And and the deep uncovering in the transparent conversations that we're having. Well, if you're having them, you know, and you're not in a bubble pretending like, oh, it's fine, doesn't exist, doesn't affect me, you know, but like actually having the conversations and then doing whatever action steps that follow on top of trying to keep yourself afloat. That's the human experience right there. That's it. Period. End of sentence. That's the human experience. And it's the little things that we can do each day to cultivate that joy and fulfillment. Because fulfillment, I am definitely taking accountability that I've always tried to find fulfillment outside of me. And actually, a dear friend of mine said recently, you know, for as long as I've known you and every city that you lived in, you've never been happy. And I was like, yeah, there's been moments of happiness and joy, but lasting happiness? No, no, never. But that's an Amber inside job. That's not anything that a job or a relationship or a city or a night out can really last long, you know? And so it's an ongoing process to figure out what it is that brings me joy. And what I do know is what brings me the most joy is creating, is being my authentic self and not giving a fuck if anybody likes it. Cause I ain't got time. My clock could end and my expiration date is up. And you mean to tell me I'm going to be caught into what people think about me or what I think they think about me that doesn't really exist, you know, because our minds create illusions. Like, no, I'm going to live authentically and create. And so that's kind of what I'm coming back to, is just more creating in my life. And it doesn't have to be some like big product and some big website that just goes out into the world or some, you know, business and, you know, whatever. Because I put a lot of weight and heaviness that I don't have it all figured out. But then I have to remind myself, there's been a lot I've had to learn about myself, about this life, about the truth of this life, about how I operate. And the most knowledge that I have learned about all of that is when I've been lost, when I've made decisions that maybe didn't work out, or maybe I thought I was following the call of my soul, but really I was following my ego or my desires or my impulses. And it wasn't really the call of my soul. And so that's okay though, because it's been a hell of a ride so far. Like it's really been a hell of a ride. And when I pan out and I stop obsessing and feeling so anxious about my life, and I look at the wild adventure that I've had so far at 39 years old, and it's not over yet, I need to fucking chill and relax and look at the view and cook some good breakfast and sip coffee and shut the fuck up. That's what I tell myself. Because nobody has the answers. Nobody has the answers. Because we're all on our individual journey, and then whatever we can do as a collective to fight against the chaos and the evil that people think isn't a big deal. I don't get into politics. It's just so negative. It's so uncomfortable. It doesn't affect me. Okay. So that's my quick little episode today. It's just a morning little snack. Create more joy in your life, because the internal fulfillment is what lasts longer than anything outside of us. Now, obviously, we have to have money to do things, to pay for our livelihood, to support ourselves, to participate in the adventures of life that cost money, to keep a roof over our head, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But all of that is because that's how our life was created. That's how this experience was stacked, you know? And that's out of our control. But what is in our control is how we day to day find fulfillment, how we day to day get outside of our anxiety and, try to find what makes us happy. Cause we deserve to be happy. Everybody deserves to be happy. Not just, you know, certain people in society deserve to be happy. And so it's a constant dance between the duality, you know, of this life. And then every now and then you just have those mornings where you just gaze out into the view after filling your belly with some delicious food and delicious coffee and thinking, this is what it's all about. The simple moments that are fulfilling. And then 2 hours from now, I'll probably fuck it all up and be in my head. Because I live in, you know, I take accountability. Somebody said to me once, they're like, yeah, I think you could like totally live inside Amber's little world in your head. And sometimes that can count against you. And I'm like, oh, totally, totally. But at least I'm aware of it, you know? So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that you are finding ways to bring joy and fulfillment into your lives, no matter, you know, what your situation looks like, because the only constant thing in life is change. And bettering ourselves and helping others too. So that's all I want to say for today. Just felt like getting it out. And that's what I have this passion project for. So, yep. Happy almost December. Just a little bit left till the end of this calendar year and into 2023. God knows what that's going to look like. So, yeah. So that's why I'm just going to keep it short today. Enjoy my coffee and see where, what adventures lie ahead for the day. So be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and I wish you a day of joy and fulfillment. Peace and love.